One person who isn't shy about exercising his right to free speech is best-selling political humorist P.J. O'Rourke. He addressed Cato's 25th anniversary dinner in Washington and left no doubt about where he stands on almost any subject you can think of.
Supposed to be upbeat tonight, and I say no. Now, upbeat's for those sissy do-gooder organizations like Brookings and the UN and the Democratic Party, you know? See, Cato is not a do-gooder organization. We're libertarians. You know, we're not here to do good. We're here to do anything we damn well please. You know? And take the consequences, right? Consequences, because we're real advocates of freedom, and freedom has consequences. I mean, freedom, as we real advocates of it know, is mostly about responsibility. And I speak to you as a man who freely contracted to pay a very large mortgage, who freely got married, freely fathered kids, and of my own free will bought an SUV that has got to go to the gas station every 11 miles. You know? There are times when it seems that freedom is all consequences, basically. You know? And Ed, if you would care to come out here to the podium and give a joyous, rousing accolade to house payments and private school tuition bills and a wallet full of maxed out credit cards and the ire of a wife who is just about to be reminded that what I gave her for our wedding anniversary was a gas-powered string trimmer. Ed, if you would care to do that, I will yield my time to you. And I say the hell with upbeat. Because I'm not upbeat about the cause that Cato represents. Upbeat is for people who want to feel good about their cause. The reformers, the progressives, the revolutionaries, the idealists, the utopians, the collectivists, the rest of the altruistic scum of the earth. You know? Now, why do these people want to feel good? They want to feel good in order to convince themselves that they are good, to convince others that they are good. They want to be good people in order to be better than other people. And they want to be better than other people in order to push the rest of us around. That's all in this mouth. See, our cause is not a good cause. Our cause is a grim cause. We are the frontline soldiers in the endless war of the we against the me. You know, that is us. We did not become libertarians because we're altruists. In fact, there is a certain selfishness to libertarian. You know, enlightened self-interest is the euphemism, I believe, that we use. My house, my car, my family, they may be a lot of responsibility, but I'd rather take that responsibility than have any of you dating my wife or, you know, backing my car into foam poles or leaving your dirty socks on my bedroom floor. Although when it comes to the kids, actually, if any of you want to babysit for free, I'm willing to share. Besides, it's common sense, really. It's common sense more than common selfishness that drives the libertarian philosophy. I mean, we hold the individual to be self-evident. I mean, we believe in the primacy of the individual, the sanctity of the individual, the freedom and responsibility of the individual, because we're individuals, you know? I mean, we're not ants or bees, you know? We do not reason or love or live or die collectively. Now, I may say, like President Clinton, that I feel your pain, but, like President Clinton, I'm lying, you know? I will admit, on the subject of feeling the pain of others, that the Clinton administration was collectively a pain in the butt. So, but anyway, when Elizabeth Hurley has a torrid love affair, I don't get the pleasure, you know? So why should I get the bill for child support, you know? And I think that's a good question, given our welfare system that lets all the less famous and less beautiful Elizabeth Hurleys put the cost of their children on my income tax tab, you know? Now, there is such a thing as mass jubilation, you know, among young idiots at an NSYNC concert, you know. There's such a thing as mass death, you know, we all know that, Hiroshima and Auschwitz, you know. Now, but these are not events that bring joy to the heart of a libertarian, you know. Whenever a libertarian hears the word masses, he knows those masses are in for something rotten, you know. Mass hysteria, mass movements, mass murder, mass starvation. Notice how, when collectivists are speaking, mass poverty is always paired with individual wealth. You know? Draw your own conclusion. You know? Now, there's only one happy phrase that makes reference to the masses, and that is mass exodus, you know, where everybody's on his own two feet trying to get the hell away from everybody else. You know? No. Now, I say that logic leads to libertarianism, but also in libertarianism, there is an element of despair, because we know people aren't good. Now, some of the religious among us believe in the doctrine of original sin. The rest of us watch Murray Povich. You know, I mean, people are sneaky, people are greedy, mean, and yet we, as libertarians, propose to turn these people loose to do whatever they want. Now, we do that because we know that no matter what bad things individuals do, they are better than the things that get done to individuals by the collective will. And you know, I don't even mean the really gross manifestations of the collective will, such as totalitarianism or public television, you know? I mean, imagine a rich farmer going door to door in your suburb trying to get huge subsidies from you out of your shopping list. You know, I mean, imagine a steel tycoon down at the docks in Long Beach trying to impose a one-man tariff on cheap foreign steel. You know, imagine someone trying to inflate his own currency with a Xerox machine at Kinko's, you know. Imagine Enron trying to cheat the whole nation without the help of an impenetrable tax code, obscurantist accounting principles, and the dark powers of the Securities and Exchange Commission. You know, it can be done. You see, libertarians don't expect miracles from individuals. We just expect individuals to be individuals with a limited scope for evil that individuals enjoy. Real evil is coercive. And an individual does not have the power to coerce, even if dope and machine guns are legalized. You know, I mean, an individual does not have the power to coerce that a government has. And real good is voluntary. And no government, however democratic, is fully voluntary, as Florida voters discovered in November 2000. You know? Only individuals have free will. Systems do not. Voluntary good is done by individuals for the benefit of individuals. Now, some of that voluntary good is going to be tasteless and dumb and short-sighted, of little value to mankind as a whole. But the ugliest strip mall shopping development is better than the most beautiful gulag.